Parsha Vayakel opens with the word Vayakel. Vayakel Moshe kol adat b'nei Yisrael. He gathered them all, and then he told them about the mitzvah of Shabbos. Timed right for the. We learn a lot of important halachas about that, about Shabbos and the Mishkan. And then later, a couple of psukim later, within the next 20 psukim, Moshe again gathers everybody. Vayomer Moshe el kol adat b'nei Yisrael. Said the varshit sabar l'shem chumeichem truma. Donate, and everybody's going to. Make the kelim for the Mishkan and for the Kohanim, for their begadim. And the pasuk says, "Vayetzu kol adat b'nei Yisrael from Moshe." Everybody left in front of Moshe. So in these psukim, we have Moshe gathering all of Am Yisrael to teach them something. Twice it tells us how he gathered all of Am Yisrael to tell them something. Now, we have a very interesting Gemara in Erevin that tells us that this wasn't the standard way that Moshe informed Am Yisrael of all the halachot. In fact, the normal way Moshe informed Am Yisrael of all the halachot was that first Moshe would teach it to Aaron, and then Moshe would teach it to Aaron's sons.
With Aaron present.
And then Moshe would teach it, Aaron and his sons were present, and Moshe would teach it to the Zakenim.
Before the Levim?
Levim aren't mentioned there.
Oh, really?
And then then they're all there, and Moshe teaches it to all of Am Yisrael. So everyone heard it from Moshe, all of Am Yisrael heard it from Moshe only once. And then Moshe would go. Then Aaron would teach it to them. Aaron having heard it already now four times. And then he would go, and his sons would teach it to them once. They had now heard it four times. Three from Moshe, one from Aaron. They would go, the Zakenim would teach it one last time. They heard it three times. Once from Moshe, once from...
Twice from Moshe, once from Aaron, once from Aaron's kids.
Correct. There you go. Twice from Moshe, when he was teaching them and when he was teaching Am Yisrael. Once from Aaron, once from Aaron's sons. And therefore, all of Am Yisrael ended up learning it four times.
And they taught it to...
No, they taught it to their kids, and we have it now as our Masorah. But four times Am Yisrael heard it from four different people or groups of people. Okay, that's how the Gemara tells us it happened on Erevin Nun Dalet. Okay, so we have, that's how it was done, and yet here we're told that Moshe gathered all of them. So he's saying that the Torah is telling us this one is different. This one, Moshe taught them all four. And then the question is, why is this one different? So the Yalkut actually answers for the first one, because we have two dinim going on here. One about the Mishka, about Shabbos, and one about the Tzivoy of the Big Day Kahuna. So why were these different? So the Yalkut actually answers why Shabbos is different. Why did Moshe teach them four times Shabbos himself, rather than the typical system of him, Aaron's sons, and the Zakenim? And the Yalkut answers, this was to teach us that this was the best way to teach Hilchot Shabbos, have everybody there gather them, because Shabbos is very important. Shabbos is the time in the future you can gather everybody and teach them whatever halachos they need to know. As in, nowadays, we have Shabbos. Shabbos, you can get everybody to come to shul and listen to a drasha from the rabbi. Listen to him teaching whatever halachos. It's Sukkot this week. Here's the laws you need to know about Sukkot. Here's how to pick out Dalaminim. Here's a Sukkah. Everybody's been eating treif because this restaurant is treif. Let me teach you how to check the Tu'udah. This is Mishloach Manos. Let me teach you the Mishloach Manos. Pesach's coming. Let me teach you how to kosher a kitchen. Everybody's carrying where there's no Erev. Let me teach you about Erevin. Whatever is going on, Shabbos is the opportunity for the rabbi to gather everybody and be able to teach them all this. So therefore, says the Yalkut, that's why Moshe taught them four times himself about Shabbos, to be able to, us to learn this lesson, that Shabbos is that opportunity to gather everybody and teach them any halacha. Well, that only answers the first one. Problem is, we also have the second one. The Midrash doesn't explain. Why is Moshe the one who taught them four times of the Kelim of the Mishkan? And in fact, says the Bar Yosef, if you go back and look at Parsha Tetzaveh, where many of these Tzivoyim happened first, Moshe is told, V'ata Tetzaveh, you got to do it. V'ata Hakrevi Lechad Aron Achicha, V'ata Tedaber Al Kochach Melev. So, Tetzaveh Hakrev Tedaber, you got to do it. Why? Gimel, Kefal, Gimel, Gamkein, V'amar, V'ata, V'ata. So we know why, right? The Midrash told us why we were told specifically about Shabbos four times from Moshe Rabbeinu, but why specifically was Moshe the one told you should teach Am Yisrael about the Kelim, about the Kohanim and the Regalim and the honor of the Kohanim. So he says the reason is, well, we'll split it into two, but he says, think about it this way. Imagine Aaron and his sons were the ones to teach everybody about the special kelim that you're supposed to have and make for the Kohanim. Wouldn't that strike you a little bit odd? Here, everybody, this is the important message. You know what you all should do? Is make me clothing out of gold. And you all should donate and pay for it. And make me really nice clothing. The chavot olin tifaret. Doesn't that strike you as a little bit off? So that's number one. It would be inappropriate for Aaron and his sons to be the ones to teach those important halachot. We need them to be wearing clothing that's the chavar l'tifaret. But it seems wrong to be hearing it directly from them. They're saying, yes, make us stuff to honor us. That does seem a little bit wrong. But furthermore, he connects it to the same idea, but I see it as two reasons, meaning connected reasons. But Aaron himself was an Anav too. Remember what happens when Aaron has to go do his first avodo, and Aaron hesitates, and Moshe says, "Go for it, lekach nefarta, karev al mizbeach, lama tabosh lekach nefarta," as Rashi tells us. Meaning Moshe tells Aaron, "Karev al mizbeach, go do the avodo," and Aaron's hesitating. So Rashi throws in that Aaron's hesitating. Maybe I'm not ready to be the Kohen Gadol. He says, "No, no, you were chosen. Go be the Kohen Gadol." So he also has a Nava. So Aaron and his Nava is not going to be okay with telling everybody to honor him. Therefore, for that specific purpose, Hashem was sensitive to Aaron's Nava and to how awkward it would be for Aaron to be telling them these halachos. And therefore, Hashem emphasizes to Moshe, V'yata! You're the one who has to take Aaron and make him elevated. Krev elech Aaron achicha, tedaber alchach melid. In addition to all the Lashonot of getting all this done, and all of it has to be done, the Shemin HaMa'or, and the Bikdei Kuna, the Dibor HaChachmei Lev, the Asir B'Gadim, the Aaron, all of that, Moshe has to be the one to command them. And therefore, Moshe is the one who teaches to them four times. They don't learn it from Moshe, and then from Aaron, and then from Aaron's sons, and then from Kim. They learn it from Moshe all four times to avoid that awkwardness, to avoid that infringement on Aaron HaKohen's Anava. Therefore, that's why Parshat Vayakel opens the first 20 psukim. We have two times in Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Chaf. We have two times. Vayakel Moshe kol et bnei Yisrael. Bali Agada point out, Mitchila da Torah at Sofa, Ein ba Parsha Shenem Rabba Rosha, Vayakel El Azov Duvad. This is the only time. Why? Well, the Midrash tells us, one is about Shabbos, teaching us about the specialness of Shabbos. But two was the Torah sensitivity, Hashem's sensitivity to Aaron HaKohen. It's not nice to make him demand of everybody to honor him, and that would also infringe on his Anava. And therefore, Hashem told Moshe, teach everybody both these important lessons, says the Bar Yosef. The Midrash only has one. The Bar Yosef says there are two important lessons. Hashem is saying, Moshe, you teach the halachos four times of Shabbos. Teach them about how special Shabbos is and what an opportunity is to gather together and learn Torah as a tzibur. And you also teach them, we can learn about properly honoring the Kohanim, about not being boreach achar kavod, not grabbing kavod for yourself, about being a nanav. What incredible lessons we are able to learn from these opening psukim of Vayakel.